Barbie's a toy.
Oh, yeah?
That got made into a popular movie that did very well.
Mm.
There's others, you know? I think they're trying more.
Mm.
They announced a bunch of toys and games that are getting...
After Barbie. After Barbie, it was like, oh, the floodgates are open. Yeah. Let's get cash in.
We're making a Furby's musical.
People love toys and games movies. Let's do that.
But they're going to have trite messages to them now.
Yeah. Let's get Jordan Peele to direct a Snakes and Ladders movie.
What happens in the Jordan Peele Snakes and Ladders movie?
I don't know. All I know is it's got Daniel Kaluuya in it.
Mm-hmm. You can't get away from that.
And he's trying to climb up the corporate ladder, but he's constantly taken down by snakes.
By snakes in the grass.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe there's a twist that one of the snakes are alien people or something. I don't know.
He discovers that people are only getting promoted or demoted by a random roll of the dice. The CEO has been rolling the dice.
Yeah.
And people are just getting... People are trying to figure out his reasoning.
Yeah.
And they're like, I got promoted last month because I was doing such a good job. And now, like, what did I do differently? And then he's just like, rolls the dice. And it's like, oh... You're demoted again.
You're demoted. Go down. Snake.
And then that's what Daniel Kaluuya figures out.
Well, that was Snakes versus Ladders, Dawn of Justice. Our Yes, Very Clever award this week. You see it because we record this before the actual episode, before I've revealed it.
Yeah.
But after this is coming after. This is going to be released after.
It is.
So it's like...
We did it on purpose.
We did it on purpose. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I tell you now, we didn't.
But
few things in this podcast happened on purpose.
I didn't just think of a sort of socially conscious film director and then just a random board game off the top of my head.
You definitely.
I was like, who's not Greta Gerwig? Because she directed Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Yorgos Lanthimos?
I guess, yeah. What would he direct?
Yorgos Lanthimos would direct... Puppet Pirate.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely getting made. Yorgos Lanthimos pop-up pirate movie.
Yeah, I think
Colin Farrell getting poked in the ass with a sword
and he just doesn't move.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can we make this man move?
It's an hour and a half of Colin Farrell in a barrel. Colin Farrell getting stabbed with swords.
And we cut with the pans across to someone in a high-vis jacket saying, we have to build a motorway through this place. How do we make this man move out of his barrel? We've tried all the swords. We really need to build a motorway. Colin. Arr!
I can't wait to see Werner Herzog's Buckaroo.
The face of this sleepy donkey.
The donkey can take no more.
Slow motion.
Just
puck.
Yeah, just books.
Do you know
the brave pack horse?
Did you know that Werner Herzog was a bullfighter?
I didn't know that, but yeah, why not? Like, yeah, no, he's definitely done something like that.
He lived in Mexico.
I looked the bull in the eye.
Yeah.
So the bull tells me how we all exist and we are all fighting.
Yeah. Broke his leg so he couldn't, a bull broke his leg so he couldn't do it anymore.
Well, yeah.
Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog, Paul Fighter. But yeah, Werner Herzog's Buckaroo. We've got Jordan Peele's Snakes and Ladders.
Yep.
And
Yorgos Lanthimos' Papa Pirate.
Pirate, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
And
love that.
It's great.
Play the game at home. Find a director that doesn't seems to be able to do their own thing,
yeah,
and just add a popular board game.
Denis Villeneuve's Risk.
he would nail that.
Yeah,
is he either Denis Villeneuve or Ridley Scott?
Yeah,
Ridley Scott would absolutely smash Risk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what the theme of Risk is. Like, just some armies at some point.
Yeah, just...
You know what I mean? There's, like, horses and, like, missiles.
No, it's cannons.
Is it cannons?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't, like... Was it Napoleonic?
It's a colonial era, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, the kind of pre-First World War stuff.
But it's just, like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole world.
It's the whole world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a strong theme.
No.
But maybe that's why we should give it to what's his face? Dunkirk guy.
Chris Nolan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh no, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, as well. he'd really evoke the feeling of playing Risk.
Yeah.
Which is me not paying any attention. And wanting it to be over.
that is how you approach a Chris Nolan movie.
Yeah.
And it's, I said this earlier, we were talking about Chris Nolan movies, and I'm just sort of like, I think the only one I've enjoyed recently is Interstellar. Like, maybe that and The Dark Knight.
Yeah. I think I enjoyed the Dark Knight at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And like, looking back at it, it's a pretty good movie. And then Inception. Looking back at that, I'm just like, why are all these men wearing suits?
Yeah, you should be naked.
Yeah, because everyone's dreaming.
Yeah.
Having incredibly boring dreams.
Yeah, it is weird that. It's like, yeah. Oh, we explore the world of dreams.
Which, going back to Zack Snyder,
yeah.
Is like Sucker Punch is a more imaginative version of Inception.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If Chris Nolan had done that with Inception, it would be a better movie for
and
it.
And even that's not good enough. Like, go to fucking Parnassus.
Yeah.
That's got some dream vibes to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Gilliam is the one you want to turn to if you want to get, like, fucking weird surrealist landscapes and things for your dream movie.
Yeah.
Don't put people in suits and then just fold.
Thought of another one. Yeah. Roland Emmerich's Epidemic.
Epidemic.
Or Pandemic, is it?
Pandemic.
Yeah. Pandemic, yeah, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Roland Emmerich's Pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's try and pitch some movies then, I suppose.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that thing. So from Jeff Beard, we've got Empty Box and Receipt, The Endless Adventures.
This is reference to the fact that where you could spend as much as you like on a toy for a child, and they may well get more entertainment out of the empty box and the receipt than they do out of the thing that came in it.
Yeah.
And it is. Equally a testament to the creativity of children and the futility of ever trying to impose something that you want on a child.
Oh yeah,
you know, if you're a parent.
Yeah, the box for Thunderbirds Tracy Island.
Yeah,
always got played with more than Tracy
more
Island
than
itself.
The Tracy Island, yeah.
For at least the first week anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's an exciting box.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time designing that box.
And it was always your dad that would buy Thunderbirds Tracy Island.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, oh,
he
I wanted that as a kid.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like me buying Lego now.
Yeah.
You know?
You wanted it as a kid.
Yeah. And now I'm obsessed with the boxes it comes in.
You walk around
endless
with
possibilities.
Your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, me beep boop, beep boop. I got him a man.
Yeah.
I'm a robot. Turning into a Cylon. Beep boop. That's what Cylons say, I think.
Yeah, the box.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a magic portal fantasy.
Yeah.
In which maybe like a dad gets a child a box and a receipt.
I think it's likely. Maybe it's something that a parent has bought the child the wrong present.
Okay.
Right? Like, and the child's disappointed. Might be a Christmas advert, this, Tom. Because it's like so laden with sentiment like that I think it might be a Christmas advert.
Are we doing a John Lewis ad?
Yeah. I think it's parents bought a child the wrong thing for Christmas and they're disappointed. I can see the tears in their eyes.
Speaking of disappointment, I want to talk about the John Lewis ad from this year. This fucking big piranha plant thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it was shit Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Didn't eat anyone.
Yeah, it didn't eat anyone, for one. And two, like, no one felt any affection for this giant man-eating plant.
They were just curious.
This was not Old Man on the Moon, is what I'm saying.
But anyway, we're making Old Man on the Moon.
We're making
this one. It's going to be really tear-jerking and all that nonsense. Yeah. So...
If it isn't, we're going to go around to everyone's house and forcibly grab those tears.
Yeah, pull them out.
Jerk them out.
Yeah. Like Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. Gonna let that one hang.
Yeah. Caesar's Palace. No, explain that. If you got it, you got it.
Yeah.
So
Google it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might.
Google an old iPhone advert or an iPod advert.
Oh, cool.
We've
already done the main one now.
Yeah, we can relax.
John Cena's Lazy Boy movie.
Listen. Buys the child the wrong present. They look over their shoulder into their room where they've got them. They really wanted the spaceship super thing.
Yeah.
And they got the Barbie thing. Right? Well, yeah, Barbie's.
That's really far off.
Barbie divorce lawyer.
Barbie divorce lawyer?
Yeah. And they wanted the spaceship. The spaceship. John Cena.
Okay.
So sad child for the day on Christmas Eve, maybe they give it ahead of time. And they're like, oh no, what's gonna happen? Like, the younger kid is gonna be completely distraught. They were really looking forward to, you know, to
Big Rocket.
To Big Rocket John Cena.
Yeah.
Is what your is what your 12-year-old's telling you.
Yeah.
They were looking forward to Big Rocket John Cena, but 6-year-old, 7-year-old, they were really, they're going to be destroyed. Their life is over.
Yeah.
Right? Parents are like, what do we do? Right? And then the walls are coming down. What's happening? There's an earthquake. What's going on?
No.
Right? And they look out the window. And there's a fucking spaces there, Tom.
Oh, and what?
Spaces out the window.
They're sat in the box and spaces out the window.
Yeah, exactly. The parents have woken up, spaces out the window.
Oh.
Right? Like, what are we going to do? The house is floating in space. Don't worry. Here comes Captain 12-year-old child.
Yeah.
Slightly older. With the 7-year-old, 6-year-old child.
Yeah.
And they're wearing space helmets made out of fish bowls.
Yeah.
And they're going, come on, parents, get in quickly, because you're gonna float away into space if not. And so the parents are like, well, we better bloody get in the
We better
get in this bloody spaceship that they've got, because otherwise we're gonna have our blood boiled in the vacuum of space.
That's a line from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway, it turns out, as you expected, that they're all sitting there in a box going, whoa, and the six-year-old didn't give a shit. They like it.
I really like, oh, that's the John Lewis advert. I forgot we were doing the John Lewis advert. Yeah. I was just sort of like, oh, we could cut to random bits in the movie and they're just sat in this box.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's a really good idea for a John Lewis advert.
Yeah.
I remembered now we said it was going to be a John Lewis advert and instantly
it was
forgot.
It was a very short period of time ago we said that. Yeah.
I just forgot we weren't pitching a movie and an advert for John Lewis. But that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how this John Lewis advert has the line, "We better get in, otherwise our blood will be boiled in the vacuum of space."
Yeah. I think it's a good. People will be quoting that on the playground.
John Lewis Christmas advert.
Like, they don't say anything the kids say. The kids don't say anything. Yeah. The parents are like, "Go, like tugging at their collar. We better get in, because otherwise we'll be boiled in the vacuum of space." And kids are saying that all over.
What's that saying about John Lewis products? You know what I mean?
The boxes are better.
The boxes are better, yeah. Give your family a box this year. That's what it's saying.
Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Lives of Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.